Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. You become more productive by getting more from what you do, not by doing more. Love this idea from Alex Hormozi, and love all the ways that it can apply to our lives and our goals and our families. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, and I am obsessed with this idea, and I'm currently applying this to my work and to my health. You become more productive
by getting more from what you do, not by doing more. I would imagine that a bunch of you feel this pressure and that you sense you have to do more in order to get to your goals. I need to spend more time here and more time there and more effort here. And it is a challenging situation because many of us feel like we don't have more time to give. But what if instead of doing more, you just looked for opportunities to get more from what you're already doing? An example of this I've been sharing in Strong Foundations, how one of the ways that I make sure I'm getting enough protein and I also emphasize setting myself up for success with nutrition and not ever being in a position where I am hungry or snacky and there's just nothing good available. When I cook, I make sure to cook 2 or 3 times more than what I need for that meal, especially of protein, really exclusively of protein. And I was saying that this is an incredible investment in your time because it doesn't take more time to cook 3 packages of chicken than it does to do one, but now I've saved time for 2 or 3 more meals. The other night we were doing like steak and cheese subs. I was doing mine without the bun. The kids and my husband Chris were having the bun, and we were using this shaved steak that we had gotten from a farm local to us. And instead of cooking the amount of shaved steak we would need for that night, we cooked 3 times more, and I was able to repurpose it for several more meals. It took no extra time, but it saved me time. I was making some combination of ground sausage and ground turkey, and I made 3 times more than I need, took me no extra time, and now I have all of this time free for easier meals moving forward. There's so many ways to do this. I'm looking at how I can do this with my work. When I am more focused and I take a little extra thought in the things that I do, I can get more out of every activity. Just a simple example, when I do these podcasts, I can get more out of it if I also turn them into social media posts. It doesn't take much more time, but it doubles at least the impact that I can make with these consistency episode reminders that help people reconnect to what they're after. You don't have to do more, but you can get more out of what you do. You get more out of your time with your kids if you're actively engaged compared to if you're physically with them, but you're on your phone. Instead of feeling like you need more time to do these other things, start to look at how you can get more out of the time you're already spending. I do this in my workouts where instead of just going through the motions and I'm doing this bicep curl and I'm doing this squat, I get more out of it by consciously thinking about what my muscles are doing while I'm doing that exercise. My body works harder and I get more results when it's not just my body going through the motions, but when my mind is in the muscle and I'm working the muscle also with my focus, I'm getting more out of that workout than if I'm thinking about my to-do list or my grocery list and my body's just going through the motions. Get more out of what you are already doing. You become more productive by getting more from what you do, not by doing more. I'll see you tomorrow.